Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I don't think there's anything.
I think it's not 1991, so I haven't hung out with a posse in a while.
I think sitting there having a drink and dinner by yourself is it's extraordinary. It doesn't make you a loser.
It's one of the great things about flying is going to the airport bar, getting the double shots by yourself.
You keep going back to the alcohol thing, Curtis.
That's the whole point of sitting by the bar.
There's two things you could do by yourself: drive, and you know the other one.
Curtis is listing activities that he can't do because he doesn't drink anymore. So far, he's covered going to any sporting event, flying.
Mm-hmm. Restaurant.
Going to a restaurant, interacting with other humans.
Looking at John Dennis' Twitter.
He's down in the skate pod.
Listening to the skate pod.
There's a category on Pornhub. Eating by yourself.
Hello, Jeff.
Good morning.
It's called POV.
Winnie and the Mofos. I love this segment. It's awesome.
What's up, Jeff?
Hello.
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So are you a loser if you play chess by yourself?
You can't play chess by yourself.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. So do you make a move and then get up and then walk around and sit down in the other spot?
Yeah.
Clearly you don't think that it's wrong, and Danielle is it. So I guess I'm the only person. We know Ken goes to Disney by himself. Curtis is the only one that agrees with me on this.
Here's a texter who says, the guy I work with goes to Disney for 10 days at a time by himself. Very creepy.
What, does he hate his family?
Wait a second. Why can't he do that, but you can eat dinner by yourself?
I don't have a problem with it. They're saying it's creepy. If the guy wants to go to Disney, that's fine. What about people who golf by themselves? Go out and play a round of golf by themselves. You okay with that?
I don't really golf, so, I mean...
No protocol?
Yeah, it's like I like to play basketball, so do I just go to the court by myself?
Why not?
Shoot around.
What am I, 16?
What about a concert? Texter wants to know, can you go to a concert by yourself?
You can't go to a concert by yourself.
Grog's video's up. Do you want to?
Oh, the big announcement?
The announcement is up. It's not live. It's like a two-minute Instagram video.
In a minute.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What about going to the beach by yourself?
No.
What?
Why are you going to the beach by yourself?
Because I want to relax and not be spoken to and maybe read a book.
How about just stay home?
Are you all right?
Stay home, Danielle.
No, for what, though? What I want the beach experience?
Well, he has to go with his fall guy. Like, he always has to have his fall guy at dinner.
I go with my wife, my kids, this.
And that's it. That's the only people he can go with.
No. I got a friend. Yeah, well, I mean,
you're
I wouldn't go to
with a friend.
I wouldn't go to a beach with a buddy.
Here's exactly. Here's a 617 text that says,
I guess Danielle's got to work on a tan, so. My mother used to do that.
This is an old show listener. 617 texter says, notice that Greg hasn't mentioned going to Friday night high school football games
by himself.
Yep. Oh, I miss
that's after creepy. His kid graduated.
I miss Friday night football.
I love Friday night football, but bring your kid at least.
I miss it so much. I think it's okay to go back if you went to the actual school. I think it's okay. It's not creepy.
You might know some people.
I think it's all right. This is Melanie from Cape Cod. Hello, Melanie.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. So I have a question. I am single, and I do have some friends, but most of them are married. So basically what you're saying is I should never go out by myself.
That's what he's saying.
You don't have any, like, you could go out with your married friends.
No,
you could be the third wheel.
I do, but it's very difficult because, you know, they have families, they have their children, and I am divorced as well, and I do have a child. But so it's very difficult to get the girls together, although we are getting together tomorrow night.
See? Yeah. Not that hard.
But no, that's fine. But what I'm saying is what you're saying, I shouldn't go and watch the Patriots game at a bar and sit by myself. If I, like, wear a baseball hat and it's tipped down, that's, like,
Wiggy and his wife apparently look at you if you're by yourself and say you're a loser.
Right.
Well,
we might not know that you're a loser, but we judge you.
Wiggy needs to set me up with somebody. Wiggy needs to set me up with somebody. Or come over and say, hey, would you like to sit with us and have a drink?
Yeah. Why don't you invite some of these people over to the table? I mean, the Wigginses are so judgmental.
Oh, my God.
We definitely judge.
And Wiggins is a classic guy that would talk to strangers and try and strike up conversations with random people who don't want to talk to him.
What about going to Encore? Can you go to the casino?
Oh, casino you could do by yourself. That's it.
Okay,
that, casino you driving and, you know.
That's okay. Casino by yourself and movies by yourself. Those are the only two activities.
I told you, the movies you're going to get judged a little bit, but, you know, the casinos all day.
This is Janice. This is Janice from Rhode Island. What's up, Janice?
I used to travel because I had friends out of state, so I travel alone. I would fly alone all the time.
Yes.
And Caroline Kennedy had written a book called The Right to Privacy, and I would bring it with me on the plane and hold it up, and it was a wonderful spot, so nobody would...
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bro, you have so much left in the tank. We need you back on the field this season, fighting for another ring.
We're going to be world champs again, but this time of partying. It's going to be the biggest rager Miami has ever seen.
Time out. This is a bad game plan, bro. You're still in the prime of your
partying career.
This is Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we this morning?
What's going on?
All right. So the whole Gronk saga, right?
Yeah.
He's a great Hall of Fame tight end, great guy, the whole nine, okay? In two words. That's all I got is two words. Go away.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? It just gets redundant. It's horrible. It's dumb. That's all I'm trying
Do you think he's harming his legacy? Whatever his legacy was. I mean, his Wiggy, being honest, probably, arguably the best tight end to ever play the game. Right?
Yeah, you could make that argument. You could make that argument.
Did he not play long enough for you?
I think, because when you think of Tony Gonzalez, it's going to be hard to, because Tony Gonzalez played so long. Gronk didn't play. If he played two or three more years, maybe you make that argument. But, yeah, you could probably make that argument.
Okay. Is he harming his legacy by doing these announcements and then it ends up being CBD or it ends up being the Gronk Beach 2020?
No, I don't think he's harming his legacy. All he's doing is he's alienating people that are fans of his because
people are pissed off right now on the text line.
He's trying to capitalize.
That, like this person, 603 texter, says he's officially turned into a joke.
We have a poll up, just started it a minute ago, 100 votes in. What do you think of Rob Gronkowski's big announcement? See you at Gronk Beach. I'm excited for him. 20%. Stay retired. I'm over it with him. 80%.
80%?
So, yes.
Say, stay retired. I'm over it. I'm done with it. Yeah.
The comments on his post are not forgiving either.
Really?
If you want, I can literally just run straight through a scroll here with some comments. And I don't even have to pause for the positive ones because there aren't any. I stayed up after getting off a 12-hour shift for this. You just broke mine and every Patriots fan's heart this morning. We've been bamboozled. Boo! TF is this S. Epstein didn't kill himself. This isn't what we meant, Gronky. You broke my heart, Gronk. Lousy announcement, bunch of poop emojis.
There were actually people who thought
that was chocolate ice cream.
I mean, the ridiculous thing is that there were actually people who thought he was going to announce on Instagram that he's making a return to the New England Patriots. I fault those people for believing it.
Yes,
I agree. For taking the bait, like taking the hook.
He never would have made that announcement on Instagram.
No.
It would have been an NFL presser. I love this comment. I wasted a waiver spot in fantasy for a party promotion.
Yeah.
Well, the anger should be directed toward Bill Belichick. That's
Why?
The guy who drove him out of here. He doesn't want to play for this guy.
No, he didn't.
He's made that clear repeatedly.
That has nothing to do with it. Because he had the opportunity.
The contract and
he had the
work
opportunity
atmosphere.
To be traded to Detroit, and
losing his joy.
Super
Bowl night and morning after, when he was lying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wincing in pain from the leg injury, is what drove him to.
He told you he could be back on the field in 2 weeks.
So he told you in this studio a month ago how much he was back. He's basically crying in bed.
Yeah, he was. But he says he could get back.
But see, here's the problem. This is it's like he's classic Smokey out of Friday. He's playing with our emotions, you know?
Right.
Because what he's doing is he's telling us, hey, you know what? I can't do it. My body, it just can't. I can't do it no more. Okay, we understand that. We don't want to see. We want to be able to see you enjoy your life, right?
I was losing that joy in life.
Right. Yeah. But then what he does, he flips the script on Big Perm and goes, well, wait a second. I feel great. I could be back on the field in 2 weeks. Just with his announcement, he's like, you know, he's dropping little nuggets about, oh, he could still come back and he could still play. And I understand he's trying to capitalize on him being hot right now. But that only works for people nationally, because locally, we don't really care about Gronk having a party and Gronk doing CBD and Gronk doing all this other stuff. But nationally, he don't hold enough weight where people are like, yo, Gronk's having a Super Bowl party. Let's go.
The fact is that Gronk does not have the ability to stand on his own as a superstar without football involved in his life. He is not a magnetic personality that everybody thought he was.
What?
So he's relying on the ability.
He's got a great personality.
He's relying on his ability to possibly come back to get headlines, because he himself, as a Fox analyst, as a Gronk standalone guy without the Patriots, is not a relevant character.
Here's a text that says, there's one word for the last 6 months of Rob Gronkowski, and it is embarrassing.
Oh, that's a little aggressive.
I mean, they're saying
he should just get into the Fox thing. If he should go head, he should dive headfirst into that. Kind of, if you're going to do that, like you see a lot of.
Be serious about being becoming a good NFL analyst and being a broadcaster.
Be serious about it. Or if you're going to go the Peyton Manning route, and have you some special on ESPN. Yeah. Kobe Bryant does it. We've seen Peyton Manning's thing.
Yeah. This is Bish. Hello, Bish.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Bish?
I have to completely agree with Curtis, what he just said. A standalone product like Gronk, without the Patriots as any form of relevance, is kind of boring and just, you know, trying to profit off of any drop of relevance that is out there. He was on James Corden the other night trying to promote, you know, like a funny little skit trying to promote a show that he was going to be doing for CBS coming out in the spring or summer of next year.
Yeah.
And the crowd in the audience was kind of golf clapping, like, yay, get out, like, go away. Oh. And that's the thing. And he was trying to do this party. And look at just the relevance that Danielle put out. It's people booing him.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, he doesn't have that, like, OBJ, LeBron, Brady, Manning, just stand alone by yourself where people go, we want that Gronk. You know?
Well, the difference with Tom Brady is, let's say Tom Brady retires at the end of the season. Can you see next Super Bowl Tom Brady doing Brady Beach? Like Tom Brady's not going to – he's going to go and do the TB12 thing.
You'll have an acai party.
He's going to be like a – he's going to be like a speaker. But that's Brady's personality. A motivational speaker. He's not going to – like people – texters say that it is – he is embarrassing himself.
But he's not, though. That's his – like the Brady thing, like I can see Gronk doing Gronk Beach because that's his personality. The only issue is he needs to just remove himself from – playing football and going, hey, I'm going to be an analyst. I want to do this. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to be doing Gronk's beach party.
Right.
Like, you can do both of those, right? He can, you know who does a good job of it? Pat McAfee. And I don't know if you know him. He's the punter from Boston.
Yeah.
Like, you can have that personality, but you have that personality in the entertainment world, which is, you know, the sports world or whatever. Not still kind of like
Pat McAfee is very talented and can talk on the air by himself. Gronk cannot. He's not Pat McAfee in terms of talent.
No. But I'm talking about not the talent level, but I'm talking about diving into it. And it maybe he's not that good in the beginning. We all don't start off as being great in the sports talking world of all this, the entertainment. And we learn and we
got
to chip away from it.
You got the greatness.
Well, I appreciate that.
It took
that.
A lot of hard work.
It didn't take that much hard work.
Greg, who's behind this, do you think? This can't all be Gronk. Is this the dad? Is this the brothers? Who's pushing him to do these things?
Well, behind him making money? Like somebody, I mean, this is what I don't get. Somebody calls you up, Curtis, and say, or can and says, "Hey, I'm going to pay you $150,000 to come host a beach party at the Super Bowl." Why
Wiggy beach party?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Because I feel like he's doing long term damage to his brand by accepting short term payments like these.
But he's not doing long term damage to his brand. The thing what I said is he just has to separate himself from playing. That's the thing. Hey, with other, some of these other guys, you know what they did when they retired? That was it. I'm not coming back. I'm diving into ESPN. I'm diving into Fox Sports. Or I'm diving into whatever field that might be in. He's still kind of like holding on to the, because every interview he does, that's the number one question they ask him. Are you coming back?
This texter says he's only playing you if you're foolish enough to believe that he's coming back.
Seriously.
I mean, that,
come on.
I mean,
yeah, but don't you have to give him some of the, not like a lot of the blame, but he keeps dangling the carrot out there.
And people fall for it.
He's absolutely playing next year.
It's dummies. It's dummies who are falling for it. Like, why do people fall for it?
People want him to play, Greg. They're Patriots fans. They don't follow this as closely as we do. They see an announcement from Gronk. He drops it intentionally before a Pats game. He wants people to think he's returning, so they buy in. And so the average Patriots fan just got to their cube this morning, and they're like, damn you, Gronk, why did you get my hopes up for some stupid party I'm never going to go to? That's what they all feel this morning.
And when other guys retire, what do they do, right? You, if he's going Fox, then we need to see him on Fox all the time. Now we know that, hey, he's serious about that. That's the direction that he's trying to go in his post-playing career. But he ain't. It's like, oh, he's only on Fox once every 6 weeks? And he's still saying that, oh, I got a big announcement?
Oh, he's a businessman. I mean, he's allowed to make money.
No, I'm not saying he can't make money. I don't knock him for
that. I think the problem is that he is playing with some people's emotions. And I've been pretty clear. Danielle can back me up. On the old show, I said it over and over again. The guy's not coming back.
Right.
Said it over and over again. Said it here over and over again. He came into this studio a month ago and said it pretty clearly. I'm done. I'm not coming back. So I get that people really want it, but why you would think that he's going to make an announcement today at 9 o'clock on Instagram?
It's not going to happen.
That he's going to make a return.
Well, because he then goes, I got a huge announcement that I'm going to make. Stay tuned.
But if he's coming back to the NFL, it's not going to happen on his personal Instagram.
No, I understand that, Danielle. I understand that. But there are a lot of people out there who might not. They're right. Like, oh, you know, this is what he could potentially be doing. You can't fall.
Absolutely playing next year.
You can't still. You can't fall people for their for not realizing that, right?
Yeah. But this texter says that he's playing people as fools.
Yes.
On purpose. What?
Of course.
No, he's not.
What do you think he was trying to insinuate to the people that were watching his video when he teased this announcement?
He's having fun.
No, that the potential exists for him to come back.
He doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Yeah, but it's not that he's being mean, but he might do it this way. Unintentionally, he leaves the door open.
It's like he's being disingenuous a little bit.
Yeah,
I think that's what some people feel.
Yeah, because he's leaving the door open. Even like in Curtis, what Curtis is talking about in this announcement, he's like, hey, you should be playing, Gronk. And he's telling the other Gronk that.
But he can't win, though. He even said that when he was in here. If he says he's retiring, people don't believe him. If he says he's coming back, people don't believe him. He can't win,
but
no matter
what
he says.
It's
like Brady.
Don't you think he can win if he completely removes himself from the playing aspect? If he's going to do Fox and he's doing that all the time, and
that
like,
was it.
And that's it. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we say, well, you know, Gronk's done. He's on Fox this show. He's on Fox that show. He's doing, you know, Undisputed. He's sitting across Skip Bayless. You'd be like, done.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to say is, Wiggy, oil me up. I'm heading to Gronk Beach for the
Super
Bowl.
I'll be right there with you.
And we'll be right back.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, you can look good when you get down there.
Shirts
know,
off. Yeah. I'll be down there with my shirt off. Guarantee you.
You know, trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There's always time. There's always a vacation, a holiday, a Gronk celebration.
Listen, normally, if I do what I did last year, I'm going to go dry January right up to the Super Bowl. So
right.
Okay. I'll be in tip-top shape.
We're
going to
hear about it every single day.
I will be six-pack. I'll get my six-pack abs back.
And I've already planned to go down to the Super Bowl, so that's
the reason. Already planning it?
Yeah, excellent. That's why I want to get in shape.
Does Nick know?
Well, he does now. Yeah. Awkward.
Well, yeah, Fitzy needs a friend. He can't go alone. Come on.
I think we'll have to. We'll do some sort of.
Well,
a challenge.
I mean, whether I'm
going, we'll have to do some kind of a competition to see if Wiggy gets to go or if Nick gets.
Well, no,
to go.
I mean, I'm going regardless by my whether I'm going
by yourself.
What?
By, myself, me. By myself.
People are going to look at you like you're a loser.
What'd you say?
By myself, meaning my wife and I, we going.
Oh. Because
we always go to Super Bowl.
Nice pivot. Right.
No, no, that's what I meant. By myself, meaning like, you know, whether the station goes.
Yeah, right.
I'll be down there. I don't miss
Dump
Super Bowl.
That, Ken.
Listen, here's how, here's how I feel. If I go, you go.
Especially in Miami.
If Mark Cannon is listening, if I go to the Super Bowl, Wiggy goes.
Okay. Miami right. 2 KODs? Yes. And when the Super Bowl's in the place with some of the best strip clubs? Oh, my wife and I, we there.
I mean,
we
I'm,
there.
I'm not going to strip joints or anything.
KODs,
like
man.
Work to do. Prep to do for the show.
That's
Put
good prep.
Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. Patriots, Cowboys this week. Big week. Notre Dame for BC. Cowboys, some historic franchises here. 425 kickoff at Gillette. Brady asked by Scratchy last night how he feels about being a game manager.
But if you just have to be, and excuse the expression, because I don't want to be offensive, if you just have to manage the game so that there are no turnovers, will you be comfortable and happy with that?
I'd like to see us reach our potential as an offense. And like I said, I don't think we've got there yet. And we're only 10 games into the year. We got a lot of football to play, and that's what we're working toward. We got an opportunity ahead of us that we're going to try to take advantage of. I'm going to try to play the best I possibly can. I'm going to try to motivate my teammates as best I possibly can, and we're going to try to go out there and put our best performance on the field Sunday against Dallas.
It's not a lot more uplifting with Scratchy. I think you boosted him out of his depression yesterday, Hillman, with that big hug from the entire region.
A lot of people are upset that this is the first week that he didn't post a victory post on Instagram.
Ooh. Yes.
You know, I didn't even notice that.
He always does the morning after post on Instagram, sometimes with his son. And so some people are reading into that. They're also reading into the fact that he liked the Instagram post of AB wearing his, what did he post, the Patriots jersey?
Yeah, AB was just, what was he, Danielle, just in his Patriots
uniform?
Just in the
jersey, yep.
Yeah, he was on Gronk Beach.
Yeah, AB will definitely be at Gronk Beach.
Both TB and Guerrero liked the
post.
Really?
All right.
Don't look into this stuff. You'll be lumped in with Shaughnessy, another stinking media member driving him out of town. Celtics won Bruins tonight, 7 o'clock, home against the Devils. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Rob Gronkowski, and you're on The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Show me how you do. I want to suck down in the cloud
with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones. Oh, I feel like crazy, foolish, stupid. Probably going out this pumping music. You're going to hear that one over and over again on Gronk Beach.
Oh,
apparently, Wiggy and about five other people thought that Rob Gronkowski was going to announce his return
to the
New England Patriots today.
There was a little bit of hope.
You seem like a smart guy. You do seem like a smart guy. I can't believe that you thought that he was going to announce his return to the New England Patriots on Instagram.
There was a little bit of hope that maybe he could do that. A little bit. It was a little movement there.
There was.
A little movement.
Absolutely playing next year.
Mm-hmm. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, folks.
What's up, Steve?
I find it very surprising that anyone would think that he's anything besides being a joker. I mean, last year, we're all wondering, is he going to play again? Is he going to play again? He showed up in a friggin' motorcycle helmet, and he starts going vroom, vroom. You know, and then all of a sudden he plays. So as soon as that happened and people bought into it, it's led to this situation where he's going to keep on doing announcements. He's not coming back. He's had too many hits. He's had too much pain. He's had too many surgeries. People, let him go.
I don't begrudge the guy making money.
Yeah, but we're trying to let him go.
He's being disingenuous with this.
No, he's not.
He has not officially filed his retirement papers. He could easily do that and be done with the
NFL. Yeah, but there are no official retirement papers.
He knows that so long as there is the tiny sliver of hope that he comes back, he can get the spotlight. The second that spotlight is gone from the NFL, he's not going to have anybody care about these announcements.
No, Steve. I can vroom, vroom really good.
No, Steve, what you're saying is, why would anyone buy into the fact that for the second time in a row, the guy is going to announce his comeback in this fashion? Am I right about that?
Yeah, my concern is that he's just making himself, because we want him so much. Of course we want him, but he just can't do it, and we need to accept that.
He's given you an awful lot.
Otherwise, he's going to be a gigantic joke. And at some point in time, people that are older like me are going to say the real 87 is Ben Coates, you know?
Well, I don't buy that he's making himself a joke.
No, I don't either.
Curtis is like the person who goes to the revivalist meeting, mm-hmm. and the guy brings the lady up there, and she gets out of the wheelchair and walks, and then they...
It's a miracle.
And then they're selling the snake oil.
Right.
And Curtis buys it, and he's not able to walk, and he's pissed at the guy who sold him the snake oil. I mean, I don't
know, but see, he's
that's like a long route to get to Gronk. Okay.
Right, weird it's class. All about snake oil, Curtis. But when
Curtis is thinking to himself, "Can I drink snake oil? Is that all right?
Please.
Is
it what this double shot?"
What he's doing is this. You know how he's treating us? He's treating us like he's the smoke show in the party, and we know that we probably have no chance with that smoke show. But we go over. And we say hello.
And she's flirting with you.
And she might lean over.
It's like Emily Ratajkowski.
Well, whoever Emily Ratajkowski is. Oh, yeah, that's that skinny girl that you like. Right? Right?
She's no Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she's no Megan Thee Stallion. And might lean over in her tight dress and be like, "Oh, could you just grab that for me?" Or just maybe touches your arm. And you're like, "Wait a second. Do I really have a shot?"
Yeah.
Knowing that you have no shot in hell.
I'm like handing the wallet right over.
And that's what Gronk's doing to us. He's teasing us with his cleavage.
But you're buying into it. That's your fault. It's not his fault.
His heavy duty.
He's using the emotions of Pats fans to make money. That's what he's doing.
But that's okay.
I'm not saying it's not illegal or anything like that. I'm just saying that if I were a Pats fan, that would bother me.
And it does. I like I said, I'm a little disappointed. Listen, stop twerking in front of me.
Here's somebody who says, the fact that Greg just said Wiggy seems like a smart guy raises a lot of questions about Greg's intelligence.
Tell that damn texter, I have a college degree. I will bring it in here like Mark James and show everybody in his press game post-conference. So I might chop up some words every now and then, but at the end of the day,
you know
what I'm saying.
You know what he's saying. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Has anyone brought up the Portnoy video on the internet? My wife showed it to me, I think it was 2 days ago, where Gronk did an interview with Portnoy, and she basically came out and said to me after she watched the video, she's like, "Yeah, he's coming back week 14. Not that I believe it, but you have people like my wife and other people out there that will see that, mm-hmm. and maybe that gives validity and belief that, yeah, he is coming back. So I was just trying to see if you guys heard about that.
I seen that video.
You saw it?
Yeah, but it's Gronk doing what he does.
Yeah.
You know, leaning over with the low-cut dress. Rather than telling us like Danielle says when she's out by herself, saying, "Hey, listen.
Beat it,
ugly mofo. Get out of here."
Beat it.
You know?
Beat it, mofo.
Right.
There's
nothing happening in here. You don't have a shot in hell. That's what Gronk should be doing. But he teases us, and he gives us that little bit of hope that maybe we could get lucky, and he'll come back.
Here's somebody who says he's like the ex-girlfriend that keeps hitting you up late at night looking for action. But you don't ever get the, I don't think you ever
she
get
comes
the
over and passes out drunk.
Right.
500 votes in on the Greg Hill Show poll. Stay retired. I'm over it. 85% of the votes.
85% are over it. Yeah. Well, maybe this is the tipping point then. Maybe he's done himself some damage.
No, because what's going to happen is the 30th's going to come. We're going to kind of forget about Gronk. And then, boom, here comes next offseason leading up into training camp. And Gronk's going to post a picture of himself running routes and catching footballs with Brady.
Well, some people are upset about, I guess, did he repost the seashell video, or did he say something about, people are really upset about that.
Yeah. Hold on.
That led them to think that was coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, he reposted the Brady Conk video. Receivers unite.
I know, but like all this stuff is on social media. It's like people, like somebody stops following them on Instagram and they go into a complete panic about like,
did you unfollow me? I have an app that just gave me a notification that you unfollowed me.
Like all this stuff happens on social media. It's like there's real life going on around you.
Social media is not real life.
Like call the person up and ask them. I hate to break it to you, but Gronk is not sending a Conk video out to indicate that he's returning to.
Yeah, but he is a social media influencer. So what you do on social media is influencing how people look at you.
You're blocked.
It's just ridiculous.
Isn't that what he is, right?
He's an influencer.
I was just scrolling through all my followers, and I somehow noticed that you, of all people, aren't following me anymore.
Like he's
Can you give me a full explanation on that? Like, these people are, they're loons.
I like the people that are commenting, unfollowing. It's like, yes, like he's going to come try to curate you back with all the millions of people that are following. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, while we're talking about it, give me a follow on Instagram.
Hey.
Greg Hill, WEEI.
You did it?
What do you mean I did it?
I remember listening to AAF.
Yeah.
And there was a show, and you're like, got a big announcement coming. I don't want to say what it is.
I didn't say follow me on Instagram. So
No. But I'm saying for
people. Yeah, I teased that I was going to leave the station after 28 years. What's wrong with that?
After 28 years on WAAF.
But the point that I'm trying to make is when people are following you because you're an influencer, right, of them, they're going to kind of hold on to what that is.
That's a horrible analogy because he actually followed through with the
I actually made the analogy.
I'm saying is that with Gronk, because you're saying his people on social media.
No, all I'm saying is I think it's goofy to look at a Conk video and go, oh, that's it.
Why put that one up, though? Why put up a video that says...
Because he's effing with people, and people are being dumb by believing what he's saying.
But
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I think he thinks that it's all a big joke.
Why put up a video that when Brady put this out, he was calling on all wide receivers?
I can't believe you're so butthurt about this. Like, you legitimately thought he was coming back.
There's a portion of me, yes. And then when you put out videos of Brady calling out all wide receivers and that kind of thing, you know.
It's upsetting. Mm-hmm. I'm very upset about it. All right, we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Port of Miami, Port of Miami. Ain't got nothing to lose. This is Port of Miami.
Dale Arnold is here for the crossover. Dale, let me be the first to invite you to be my plus one for Gronk Beach at the Super Bowl.
Gee, as tempting as that sounds, hasn't it gotten to the point now? And Wiggy, you've got to be at zero now, right? I was at zero yesterday. Yeah. You're at zero now, right?
No,
well,
he's
the
not
30th
at zero.
Is still a couple weeks away, but it's not looking good for me.
How about zero? Yeah. I mean, he just booked something for that weekend.
Well,
he just advertised.
But he's still
taking your money.
He's still teasing me with the chance that he's going to play
next year.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. That's the tease, not this year.
Okay, well, all right.
I'm at zero. You're at zero. We're all at zero. Yes. And Gronk has pissed me and everybody else off now.
He has trolled
everybody. You know, he's playing this game. You know, this whole thing with the by the way, is there a worse actor on the face of the earth than Rob Gronkowski?
Tom Brady.
Oh, no. Tom Brady's better than this guy. But the whole thing with the three Gronks. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and the football playing Gronk. You know, he's trolling you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's playing with your emotions. You got to help.
Don't you know that? Like, I mean,
you don't.
I've known that.
I didn't know he was trolling as much until the last couple of days.
Yeah,
and in all seriousness, I think he runs the real risk of alienating some of the fans who have thought he walks on water around here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who've been texting in that are legitimately pissed, and I just don't understand that. I mean, the guy's having fun with you. I mean, I get it, people. It's important.
I'm disappointed because there was a little bit in me that maybe it was he's coming back. Now, I know it's Instagram and that kind of thing, but you could still play around with that. You could make that an announcement to, you know, maybe that's not the official new announcement of him coming back, but he's like, uh-oh.
Your return, they will tell you. But the whole idea that he's playing with you, that he's messing with you, after a while, because he's been doing it for a little while now, after a while, I think he makes people mad.
Yeah.
Except Danielle. She's a forgiving soul.
No,
I'm not.
Yeah, she forgives that kind of thing. Now, Dale, do you ever go out to eat by yourself?
Got that Tom Brady, Jacoby Myers look.
rarely, yeah, occasionally.
Wiggy has a real issue with me because I went out to eat dinner by myself last night. He's calling me a loser.
No, like my wife went up to Maine to visit with her mom last weekend. Yeah, I went out and ate by myself. There was nobody else there.
You got a problem with that?
What was I going to go with?
You couldn't just eat at home.
I didn't want to eat at home.
Once a guy wants to go to a restaurant.
I got to apologize to you for wanting to go out and have a meal?
I'm not saying, listen, you could do it. I'm just saying if I happen to be in the same restaurant with my wife, we're going to be laughing at you.
Feel free.
And you two have nothing better to talk about than who's at the bar alone. Yeah, I judge you on
that's
that.
That's why they go there.
That's
they
you
go
don't, there to laugh. Come on, you don't people
couple
watch.
Couple Scrabinis.
We don't people watch out there. Where were people watching like we're snipers and go, okay, we got one right there. Mm-hmm. Let's just watch them.
I have no issues with going out and eating on your own.
What are you guys talking about today?
Steve D'Ossi's in the house, as he always is. Willie McGinnis is going to join us at 11. A guy who played with Tom Brady. I can't wait to get his take. The hot take now by Dan Shaughnessy and others that when Tom Brady was talking to you guys, he was accepting no responsibility for the issues with the offense.
You don't buy that, do you?
Nope, but I'd rather hear Willie McGinnis, who knows him better, and obviously Wiggy knows him as well. He has always taken responsibility.
Well, he said we need to do better as an offense.
He said the offense. He's a part of that.
We talked about what he said after the Buffalo Bills game, that the most disappointing thing was the interception.
Yeah.
That was clearly on him. So, I mean, the guy, he might not necessarily say, I need to do this, and we've heard him say that
in the
past.
He always says we.
But we means I'm part of this offensive unit. Yeah.
We'll do that as well. And it's Karaoke Tuesday, so Shime will humiliate himself again.
Oh, excellent.
And Kiefer Madness at 12:30. We'll probably deal with poop because Keith does that a lot.
I don't know if Shime's going to humiliate himself.
You're going to get into Fartgate at all?
Oh. I thought it was kind of goofy. I mean, really? Grown adults here, we're going to worry about whether Chris Matthews cut a big one?
I don't care. Kind of awesome, Matthews. Dale.
Well, maybe it was. You got to go, Danielle. I
mean, Matthews, he's an older guy. Sometimes they just slip out.
Yeah. What they say in Shrek? Yeah, what they say in Shrek, better out than in? Yeah. I mean, come on.
As long as he didn't shot, he's fine. Get that man some new draws.
It happens to all of us.
All right. If you missed anything this morning, reminder that you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. To download the app, just text APP to 37937. Wiggy, we'll talk to you again later this week. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.